AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A House vote coming on a now controversial plan to create a bipartisan commission to study the deadly January 6th Capitol attack. But will it pass the Senate?
Yesterday, Mitch McConnell said he was open to the bill, which the House is expected to pass today. But this morning,
I've made the decision to oppose the House Democrats' slanted and unbalanced proposal.
House counterpart Kevin McCarthy's also against it. And last night, former President Trump urged Republicans to avoid falling into a Democrat trap.
Once again, they are caving to Donald Trump.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he will still hold a vote on the proposal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden today presided over commencement ceremonies at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut.
There can be no doubt Class of 21 is ready for whatever its mission may be.
Israel's prime minister is pushing back on U.S. and international calls to end the bombardment in Gaza. More civilians have died in military strikes. Two police officers who arrested a Colorado woman suffering from dementia and allegedly dislocating her shoulder are now criminally charged. District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin.
Assault in the second degree, causing serious bodily injury to an at-risk victim. That is a Class 3 felony.
In Monroe, Louisiana, the family of a black man who died after a violent arrest 2 years ago is still looking for answers.
Let me see your I'm scared.
Body cam video captured Ronald Green being beaten and tased by state troopers. One person is still missing after a car went into a canal during flooding in Louisiana. Heavy rains also pounding parts of Texas and Arkansas. It was another down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 164. This is AP News. Millions of Americans have been protected from house foreclosures during the pandemic, but that mortgage protection will end later this year.
About 3 million Americans are behind on their mortgage, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's more than at any time since the Great Recession. Most of them are in forbearance plans, which allow homeowners some grace time in making the payments. But those plans will end in September for most of the Americans on them. Experts urge struggling homeowners to reach out to their mortgage servicer as soon as possible to try to make some sort of exit plan. Don't wait. They say foreclosure can be hard to stop once it starts. I'm Rita Foley.
Seeing cicadas in your backyard? Chef David Gordon says you can turn them into banana bread or a deep-fried snack. Gordon says cicadas are part of the Native American diet, and he has plenty of tips in his book, Eat a Bug Cookbook. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.